under the Abuja Treaty on Darfur, African Union troops are to ensure strict compliance with the ceasefire and security arrangements, as well as disarmament provisions. The commander of the African Union troops, General Collins Ihekere, says increasing troop levels is key to the implementation of the new accord and the strengthening of security in the troubled Sudanese region.
If we don't have sufficient troops, we cannot be everywhere. So what we do now is, well, we cannot have presence on 24-hour basis. We just go on patrols to make sure that we cover that area also. But definitely, we need to increase troops level to cover everywhere. I keep citing the example of Liberia, having about 15,000 troops, and it's just about four times, one quarter of the size of Darfur. So if we have to use that standard, for example, how many would we need? You know, but we're not asking for that. I think it was about 15,000 troops.
The African Union currently has 6,400 troops in Darfur. The rejection of the peace deal by two rebel factions had prompted concerns about the prospect of renewed hostilities. Supporters of a rebel chief, Abdulwahid al-Nur, have signaled their intention to resume fighting from their bases in Darfur. General Ihekere dismisses that threat.
Frankly speaking, I believe they will not strike. Because, one, the strength on the ground does not dispose him to that kind of action. To destroy or cause much damage.
The African Union is hoping the Splinter Sudan Liberation Movement and Justice and Equality Movement, both of which rejected Abuja peace plan last week, will somehow be convinced to come on board. British-born consultant to the African Union on Darfur, Peter Dewar, says the rebel groups could lose out if they stick to their current position.
Rebel groups that refuse to sign, the consequences are bleak indeed. They are excluded from the political process. They are unable to return to Canada because they are still bound by the ceasefire of Nduamene of 2 years ago. And a whole array of international measures will be taken against them, including most likely individual and collective sanctions.
The rebels took up arms in 2003, alleging marginalization by Khartoum. More than 2 million people have been displaced and some 200,000 killed. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.